to groan under the burden of army expenses. They alleged that the interests which urged active intervention made great profits out of the war by subscribing to government loans. The Whigs, on the other hand, though banished from office, were ardent advocates of the greatest military efforts. They supported Marlborough. This clash of opinion governed the politics of the reign. There was a religious complication. Queen Anne, Marlborough, and Godolphin were all Tories, born and bred, and all were Anglicans. Anne had long ago abandoned the conviction that her father's son, the exiled Prince of Wales, was not her brother.
At the time of his birth, there was a rumour that the prince wasn't actually the son of James and his wife Mary of Medina, that he had been smuggled into the palace in a warming pan simply as a ploy to guarantee the Catholic succession to the throne. Anne no longer believed this story, if ever she had. But having lived through one rebellion, indeed having taken part in it at her own father's expense, it would not have been at all inconceivable to Anne that there might be another rebellion in England.
The prince lived under French protection. He is known to British history as the Old Pretender, but more gallantly in French annals as the Chevalier of St. George. Queen Anne felt herself in her most inner conscience a usurper, and she was also gnawed by the feeling that she had treated her